The last two canticles are both settings of T.S. Eliot. This canticle 4 was written in 1971 and was performed by James Bowman, Peter Pears and John Shirley Quirk, each of whom would assume the main roles in the upcoming opera Death in Venice. It's the story of the Magi travelling to Bethlehem, and it's a wonderful, evocative piece about the drudgery of the journey, and you sort of get the idea that there were three old men all speaking over one another, recollecting the story of getting there and how horrible it was and how difficult it was, and the strange moment of stillness that hits this canticle towards the end is Britten highlights Eliot's use of the word satisfactory when describing this whole event, this birth of Christ, in fact, but highlights it to such an extent that he decorates it with an antiphon that's traditionally used before the Magnificat at Epiphany. The Magnificat, of course, is Mary's song. And this is Britten being subversive again, perhaps, but you could argue he's raising a question mark on the whole of Christianity by doing this. Why? And then he lets it go, and it's off, and we don't have time. There are no answers.